Hello.
Hi, my name is Joyce. I was giving you a return call from customer support. Do you still need further assistance with the account you called in reference to?
Yes, I have a charge on my checking account that I am trying to get some more information as to what it's for.
Alrighty, may I start out by getting your zip code, please?
74953.
And I do thank you for that. And your first and last name, please?
Lily Worley.
Could it be under the name of Ann Worley?
Yes.
Okay. Excuse me, and I do thank you for that. And for security purposes, could you verify your address on that, please?
102 Cedar Avenue, Poto, Oklahoma.
All right, and I do thank you for that, ma'am. I was able to locate that account associated with you, and I do see that you recently entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And in the terms and conditions of that sweepstakes, it does inform you that you would be enrolled in a monthly subscription to what we call the Bites Hub, which is one of our meal planning apps. They teach you how to reduce your carb and sugar intake and also provide you with recipes on how to prepare healthier and balanced meals. Now, I can get this reduced for $20 a month for you if you'd like.
I would rather just cancel that. I guess I just didn't pay attention to the terms and conditions. I didn't realize it was going to charge me that much. So,
Alrighty. Could
we just cancel that?
Yes, ma'am. I'll go right ahead and get you canceled out of that.
And would there be any chance of a refund for that $59.89?
Well, it seems like this charge was actually made in April. What I can do, I can offer you a 35% refund on that you would bill, and I could refund you at least $20.96 on that charge.
Okay. And that's all you would be able to do? It put me in bad standings with the bank, so that's why I'm trying to get it.
And I do understand that. Now, what it could do, my system actually generates the refunds. So it has gone up to a 50% refund on that, and it could refund you $29.95, which is half of the cost.
Okay. I guess if that's all y'all are able to do, then that's fine.
Well, no, ma'am, it has gone up once again, and that refund has gone all the way up to at least a 75% refund of that charge. And it would refund you $44.92 back to that account.
Okay, that's fine. I appreciate your help.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Well, what I'm going to do is I will refund you $44.92, that will be back in the account. It will take at least 3 to 5 business days before you see that back to your account, but it will be refunded back to you, and I've succeeded to go ahead and get you canceled out of that. That cancellation does take effect immediately, which means you cannot be billed any further to that, okay? That you're completely out of it, okay?
Okay, and do you have a cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am. I was just going to inform you that I can give you the cancellation number to that.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
That would be C as in Charlie. That's 920-614-983.
Okay, I appreciate your help.
And I do thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day as well, ma'am.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.